Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On July 4th, 1826, by remarkable coincidence, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams die on the same day, the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Adams' last words were, "Thomas Jefferson still survives, though his old friend and political adversary had died a few hours before."
Well, John Adams, I'm glad I could invite you here to Monticello. It's a lovely cocker spaniel you have.
Thank you. I've gone blind in my old age and can't see anything without the help of my trusty guide dog, Fidel.
That's great, but could you keep an eye on Fidel there?
I told you I can't. I'm blind,
well,
you idiot.
Could you get one of the slaves to keep an eye on him? Because I don't like what he's about to do on my carpet.
Carpet? Where? Slave? Is there a slave in the room?
Yes, what can I do?
The dog, doing bad dog. things. Oh, I'm not supposed to get stressed.
Oh, I can't stand that smell.
Oh, my face is melting. No. It's horrible.
You can't breathe.
It's like it's my birthday or something. They're both dead. Yay! Doing the dance. Good dog.
Actually, John Adams wasn't quite dead because he did have to come back to life to say that thing he said earlier, which were his last words of the Thomas Jefferson still survives thing. But the lesson remains. Always clean up after your dog or political figures will die. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.